Well, we are standing out in our front yard doing audio boom here as we're waiting for the eclipse. It's about 19 minutes after 2 when we start this recording, and we're starting to see the skies darkening.
Our neighbors are out here too. They're like, everyone in the neighborhood is out in the streets looking around, and some of them have the glasses so they can look at it, but we are not looking at it because I already have retina issues and I'm not taking any chances.
And I'm totally blind, so looking at it ain't going to do nothing for me, so there ain't no point looking up there. But all of our neighbors are out. People we've never seen before. Which is kind of weird. But
it might be some of our neighbors' people, you know. Shoot, you got a neon yellow shirt on today.
Well, whatever. I just did something on. I don't even know what color my shorts are.
You're fine. I'm just, when I look at you, I'm like, woo, you're bright.
I must have a You Can Go Blind From My Awesomeness t-shirt.
Yeah, pretty much.
So cars are starting to slow down on the streets here.
It's 2:20. When is our totality?
I think it's like 227, 228, something like that.
So I'm going to turn my cameras on here in just a minute, and I just want to look around and just sort of experience it. But I'm not going to look at it.
So everybody's coming out. The whole neighborhood.
That's awesome.
It's coming out.
In fact, I have my back to the sun because I don't want to take any chances.
Everybody's talking about how the sky is getting darker. Everybody's talking about it. People are just kind of standing around and going to be out to experience it and see what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get to do something like this very often.
Yeah.
Once in a lifetime. Well, actually not once in a lifetime for us.
Yeah, we're going to get it again in 7 years.
So
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Twice in a lifetime. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool stuff.
Yep, I'm just going to stand like this and keep my...
Won't do me no good look up at it anyway.
I already have retina issues, so I'm not going to take any chances.
No, don't do it.
No.
I'm totally blind, so it ain't going to do no good for me anyway.
I didn't even buy the glasses because I'm not going
to... You're like me, make remarks and just laugh. Laugh at the world, Headley.
That's right.
I'm not going to look at it anyway, so I didn't even need the glasses because I already have eye issues. I didn't want to take no chances.
Yeah, and he said he already had issues. He didn't care.
I wish I could look up at it and get my vision back.
Yeah.
It should work in reverse for me.
Yeah, happen. It's God's work. It could happen.
Yeah. That's right. It should work in reverse for me.
That's right.
And they'll put that in the Bible. So I'll say, I knew that man.
That's right.
I was there when it happened.
You live in this neighborhood?
Not too far from here.
Really?
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I work over there. It takes me about 5 minutes to get to work. I'm a realtor.
Oh, you're over here at the
Full Marsh? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, then we're neighbors. Howdy, neighbor.
Howdy, neighbor. I see you every once in a while.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I
think our moment of when it's the most covered.
There was a young guy all over here had a dog.
That's our son.
That's our son.
Yeah.
We watched him one day. That dog took him down that sidewalk, took him down there to get sandwiches, and come back, brought him back through that
That's
sidewalk.
Right. That's what she
does. Stopped and waited, and then stopped and waited for him to get here. I was so amazed.
Yep, he's got a yellow one, I got a black one.
Yeah, my husband has a black dog.
Well, when I was young, I worked at Walgreens. I started at Walgreens working when I was 15. I told him I was 16, and I weighed 92 pounds. And we'd have blind people. I was downtown to come in. All day long, people would say, when I pay over on the fountain, when I pay my check. We'd have to tell them up front. We'd have to. In would come these people had a dog. Dog would take them up to register and stop.
Oh, yeah.
And that always amazed me. The damn dogs were smarter than the people.
And still are. Probably smarter now because I think people have gotten generally dumber.
That is the truth.
Yeah, and I was at Macy's recently and a lady had a service dog and somebody wanted to say something to it. You're not supposed to talk to those dogs or anything.
No.
So we got about...
And people are worse. The adults are worse than kids.
Yeah, and
you can tell a kid to quit.
This woman was an old lady.
Yeah, you can tell a kid to quit doing it, and they'll quit. And you tell an adult to do it, they get mad.
Yeah, the adults get mad.
They get mad at you.
And finally, a couple of policemen, and one of them turned around to me, and he said, "You are right. You're not supposed to." I said,
"No, you're not."
That old woman, anyway.